I want to tell you a story. There was a guy in a big town. He had a big company. He was a CEO of a kind of company. And he was helping a lot of people, and a lot of people looking up to him. And he had everything he wanted it. Wealth, chalet, boats, everything he wanted it. And he could hire as many people as he wanted it. One time he goes hiking, and as he keep going up and turning around and seeing wider consciousness of surrounding, he felt a smaller and smaller as a body. It got to the point of height of the mountain that he really felt like an ant compared to the vastness that he was witnessing. That really shocked him. He said, "What is this? Down there, I was big. I mean, even physically, I felt big, right? And the more I'm climbing, the smaller I feel." So that really puzzles him. He said, "How is this possible?" He was smart enough to contemplate on it. And finally, someone wise told him, "Listen, the vaster your consciousness is that can behold vastness, the smaller the person will become. What part of this person becomes a small and gets swollen by the vastness of consciousness is the false self. This is why I was always attracted to the mountain. Not because they give me something, because I realize something, right? And when we put our attention, when consciousness is aware of itself, there is no end. And what happens to the ego or selfness or I amness, it becomes less than an ant. So there you have it.